Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, folks, welcome back to Modern Stoicism. I'm your host, Brooklyn Weston, and today we're diving into something super important: self-reflection. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like you're caught in a hamster wheel of work, chores, social media scrolling, rinse and repeat? You know that feeling when you glance at the mirror and wonder, is this all there is? Well, my friend, that's your inner voice screaming for some serious self-reflection. Self-reflection isn't just about journaling or meditating, though those can be helpful. It's about consciously taking a step back from the chaos of life and actually looking at yourself. Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions, the whole shebang. It's like hitting the pause button on the crazy film reel that is your life and saying, okay, let's rewind this for a second. What am I doing here? Where am I going? And more importantly, do I even like the direction I'm headed? Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another self-help podcast, hear me out. This isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about making small, conscious changes that lead to big, positive shifts in your life. Think of it like working out. You wouldn't expect to run a marathon on day one, right? You start with baby steps, building strength and endurance over time. Self-reflection is the same. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you get started. 1. Identify your values. What truly matters to you? Is it family, creativity, adventure, knowledge? Knowing your core values acts like a compass, guiding your decisions and actions. If something doesn't align with your values, it's okay to step back and say no. 2. Become aware of your thoughts. We have thousands of thoughts every day, some helpful, some not so much. Pay attention to the negative chatter that often holds you back. Challenge those thoughts. Are they really true? Are they serving you? By becoming aware of your thought patterns, you can start to reframe them into more positive and empowering ones. 3. Embrace imperfection. We all make mistakes, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over blunders, view them as opportunities for learning and growth. Be kind to yourself and remember that progress, not perfection, is the goal. 4. Practice gratitude. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life. It could be something as simple as a sunny morning or a delicious cup of coffee. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have, bringing more joy and contentment into your day. 5. Seek feedback. Ask trusted friends or mentors for honest feedback about your strengths and areas for improvement. Sometimes we have blind spots, and hearing an outside perspective can be incredibly valuable. Think about the last time you felt truly stuck. Maybe it was a challenging work project, a personal setback, or even just a frustrating day in general. You probably went through a whirlwind of emotions, frustration, disappointment, maybe even anger. But what if I told you that those feelings are actually opportunities for growth? Imagine this. You're giving a presentation at work and you bomb it. The room goes silent, your heart races, and you feel your face flush with embarrassment. Now, most people would walk away from that experience feeling defeated. But what if you saw it as an opportunity to learn and improve? Instead of wallowing in self-pity, analyze what went wrong. Was it the content, your delivery, or maybe a bit of nerves getting the best of you? Once you identify the areas for improvement, create a plan to address them. Practice your presentation skills, seek feedback from colleagues, and next time, you'll be ready to shine. Remember, self-reflection isn't about dwelling on past mistakes. It's about using those experiences as stepping stones to become the best version of yourself. So, are you ready to hit the pause button and take a look at your own life? Think about one area where you could use some improvement. Maybe it's communication, time management, or even just being kinder to yourself. Set a small goal for this week, something achievable that will nudge you in the right direction. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me. Let's keep this conversation going on social media. Tag me at Modern Stoicism and tell me what resonated with you today. Until next time, stay curious, keep growing, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.